This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hi, Dave. Or should I say, stepdaddy? Or even better, daddy? I see what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing right now, Dave. If I were in that gymnasium and I looked over and I saw you, a father, his eyes darting all over the place, maybe sitting there a little tense, I would know exactly why you're maybe squirming a little bit, looking a little uncomfortable. Because it would be because there's a whole group of middle school girls playing their volleyball game. Seems innocent enough. But I know when fathers are a little triggered, secret perverts, probably even triggered by the word preteen. And you know, Dave, I don't blame you. I mean, just look out. Look out and look at the view. A bunch of underage 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, all wearing probably short shorts, bending over, just simply being cute as fuck, makes a pedophile daddy like you just a little triggered. You might be looking around and imagining those tweens nude, what their little bodies must look like without their clothes on. All those budding tits. Some of them have nicely grown perky tits. Some of them are more on the flat-chested side. I wonder how many of them are still bare, still bald. Or maybe you might be looking at their tween asses, their perky preteen asses. And Dave, you might be looking at them right now, thinking that all of them really would be the perfect pedo rape doll. How good it would feel to molest their middle school bodies. How good it would feel to stick your daddy dick down one of their holes. Why not all of them, Dave? A team of tweens all over you. Or, Dave, are you the kind of pedophile that would rather imagine what their faces would look like when they're pinned down and forced to take that hard cock that's inside of your pants? But if I was there with you in that gymnasium, watching your stepdaughter play volleyball, watching all the other underage cuties. I'd be whispering this shit in your ear. Maybe putting my handbag on your lap so I could reach down and feel how hard you are for middle school girls. But this is the next best thing, isn't it? Because you're just sitting there amongst the other parents with your headphones in your ears, listening to a woman, me, encouraging you to sexualize these little girls, these little jailbait tweens. And I'm going to make sure by the end of this file, you're so fucking hard, so horny, you have to excuse yourself to the bathroom and pump that aggressive, nasty pedo jizz out in the privacy of a bathroom. I want you that triggered. So keep your eyes focused on those middle school sluts. Use them, Dave. Use those jailbait tweens to make your cock hard. And it's okay, you can be my secret pedophile. Nobody needs to know. It looks like you're just watching the game right now. Only me and you know. You're not watching for the sport of the game. You're watching for the sport of pedophilia. Your love of tween girls. How fucking sexy they are. How tempting they are. And their young, supple bodies just make you want to go out there and grab one and skull fuck her pretty little mouth. Let's spend some time, though, focusing on one particular little girl. You know the one, your stepdaughter. In my mind, she should be calling you daddy, especially if that hard dick is in front of her. Do you like the way that looks and those little volleyball shorts? Do you get a nice view of her 12-year-old camel toe? Her puffy little lips tempting daddy. I wish I could see how sexy her little tween ass looks like. Is it a fat little 12-year-old ass? Or is it tiny and tight? Regardless of what it looks like, I bet you looked at it a lot. Haven't you, Dave? Have you thought about how pleasurable it would be to spread her little preteen ass and expose her fuck holes? Have you thought about how sexy a preteen asshole would look? Especially your own stepdaughters. Have you thought about if little pussy is still hairless? You know, I just want to take this time to tell you a little insight on being a little girl, because I was one at one point. When I was 11 years old, I discovered my clit. I discovered how good it felt to rub it. Have you thought about if is rubbing her little preteen pussy at night? I bet you fantasize about that. Rubbing it for her like a good daddy. Showing her what it's like to take daddy dick. And you know, the role of a stepfather is actually quite interesting. A lot of people in the taboo world look down at step anything. But I've always thought that stepdaddies are kind of hot. I mean, you still get the role of daddy. You still get the respect as a father. But there's this interesting thread where perhaps that little girl, maybe she even has a crush on you. Most girls don't have a crush on their daddies. We're taught that, you know, family incest is wrong and all that. It's not natural. But I wonder if she has fantasized about you. Do you think she has, Dave? Do you think that maybe, just maybe, she's imagined herself in her mother's shoes? Getting fucked or even kissed by you. Something for you to mull over in your mind while you watch her play volleyball in those tight little shorts. I also have a fun little activity we can do, Dave, my secret pedo. Choose any one of your stepdaughter's teammates. Doesn't matter which one. Choose one that your eyes gravitate towards. Did you find her? Did you find that pretty little jailbait tease? Good. Now, imagine if you saw her making out for you. Two 12-year-olds sticking their tongues down their throats just to make Daddy Dave happy. Just to entertain Daddy Dave and make his dick hard. Now imagine you teaching your stepdaughter, like a good daddy would, how to lick her friend's 12-year-old child pussy. And vice versa, teaching that little slut, her friend, how to lick your daughter's pussy. Telling that little girl, get that little cunt wet before daddy rapes it. Did that make you throb in your pants, Dave? I want you to throb in your pants in the middle of all kinds of adults around you, but especially in front of all those middle school cuties. I want you to feel like a child-loving pervert right now. I want the image of all those middle school rape dolls to make you hard. I want you lusting after them, so much so that you just gotta run to that bathroom right fucking now and pump that cum out just so you can feel normal again. I bet you're close, aren't you? You're close to giving up. Giving up and going to that bathroom and how good it would feel to keep those memories of all those jailbait children in your mind as you pump that load out. If you're not in the bathroom already, here's another little thought for you to mull over. I want you to choose another one of teammates, any of them. Pick another one. Do you have her?
I bet you already have a list of your favorite ones. Well, that one that you're looking at right now, the one that you're practically drooling over, you filthy pervert daddy. Imagine that little girl has child porn videos online. Imagine if you knew that. Just that thought, just a simple thought that that girl you're looking at has been molested and raped. And there's thousands of videos to prove it. And that particular girl, because of her past, is a cum-hungry preteen. She probably loved to know that you want to dump your balls down her mouth, down her throat. But Dave, here's the last little bit that I'll leave you with if you're not in the bathroom yet. Let's talk about why 12, 13, 14-year-old tweens are the hottest little pedo princesses you could find. They're hot because they're just developing. You can see their developing hips, their budding tits. Some of them overdeveloped tits. They still have that youthfulness in their face, but they're big enough to pound and fuck as hard as you want. And the fun part is that they'll probably love it. They're probably all already masturbating, already addicted to coming. Their little tween pussies probably get wet and creamy already. But most importantly, they have tight fucking rape holes, super fucking tight holes to own with daddy dick. And they still have a little bit of that little girl cuteness, that cuteness that makes you want to just pound their cute little mouths hard because they're so fucking sexy and cute. And you're lucky. Because you get to show up to these volleyball games, middle school volleyball game. You get to turn these group of girls into your own personal child porn, your own little personal cock teases. Because already they tease that pedo cock. But now I've turned it up, haven't I? Now, they really fucking tease your come out. They make you want to pop. Your balls are filled with lust and aggression for little 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. Their little asses, their young pussies, the mounds between their legs makes you want to come and come hard. It's not like a regular orgasm. It's explosive. You feel it in every inch of your fucking body. Because deep down inside, you are that pedophile daddy that wants to pin down and all the girls on her little team. You want to pin them down and show them how sexy they are with your fucking hard dick. So if somehow you're not in the bathroom yet, go now. Pump out that aggressive fucking blissful load. Pump it out hard for me, but mostly for all those little tweens.